Well, Harris County, you can distribute the foam fingers and book a parade. You're number one! Unfortunately, the category is emitter of greenhouse gases. It is the first ever county-by-county assessment of carbon dioxide emissions. Harris County, the home county of Houston, Texas, came out on top. So let's hope the parade floats are pulled by Priuses. But you know, it's easy to point fingers, foam or otherwise, but Harris County is an engine of sorts for the rest of Texas and America. And at the same time, 18 million tons of CO2 is a lot. Tim Fleck is an editorial writer for the Houston Chronicle. He's with us from his home in Harris County. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Mike.
Tim, have you lived in Houston a long time?
I was born here.
Okay, so you remember, so let me bring you back to a time called 1983. The Houston Cougars basketball team had formed Phi Slamma Jamma, and they were number one in the polls. Was it a different feeling when they were named number one than when you were named number one as a CO2 emitter?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, I have to go back to 83 when we also got beat by North Carolina.
Okay, that was an upset.
But consider we're just barely ahead of the Los Angeles area. I mean, 18.6 to 18.5, so we're right up there with L.A.
Right, you could say that to yourself. But really, how are Houstonians reacting? Are they kind of emphasizing that they're just barely number one, or has there been any soul-searching going on?
Well, I don't think there's much surprise here. And I think what the message is here is that industry is a far more potent emitter of greenhouse gas than people. You look at L.A., which Los Angeles County has 9.8 million people. We have only 3.9 million people. That's two and a half times as many people. But we have one of the world's largest petrochemical complexes. We have a 50-mile ship channel that brings in the largest foreign tonnage of any port in the United States, and those foreign ships have some very dirty engines. So I think what the point is here is that people can do everything possible to try to lower their CO2 footprint, but industry is just a far bigger factor, and that's why we emit more.
So does everyone or most people in Houston just chalk it up to the price of doing business?
I think so. We don't like it, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a large progressive faction in Houston, including increasingly corporate CEOs, who want to put Houston in the forefront of creating renewable energy, becoming perhaps a carbon trading hub once the carbon trading cap and trade system goes into effect, as it undoubtedly will in the next few years. So while we're looking at it as this was the price of doing business, I think a lot of us realize business has got to change.
Right. Because you talked about, what could we do from a personal level, but are there any movements afoot to change laws? Sometimes a city will even change a law that affects a huge multinational corporation doing business inside the city. Or are the Houstonians more hands-off? Like, why would you want to mess around with one of these big petrochemical companies who provide jobs and money for the local area?
Well, historically, Texas and Houston has been pro-industry. Historically,
yes.
The Texas legislature has given big industry everything it wants. I think that the prevalent point of view was that industry is good for us. Let them regulate themselves. They'll do what's best. Well, that's changing. We have a Mayor Bill White, new administration, not so new now, actually. He's in his third term. But he's pushed hard for tougher air pollution standards. The city, in fact, has tried to take it into his own hands by enforcing nuisance ordinances against big polluters. The city fleet has gone hybrid. We're considering an ordinance right now down at City Hall to force developers to build green buildings to environmental standards. So basically, you have the old order, which was let industry do its thing, it's good for us, versus kind of a new enlightened view that we've got to clean up our act and we should get in the forefront of the effort to clean up our act.
I have a quote from a representative from Mayor Bill White's office. Elena Marks is the health policy director in Houston, and she says people shouldn't feel guilty about this, but they should pay attention to the data and realize that we all have a part to play in reducing our carbon footprint. I want to take it in two parts. One, do you think people maybe should feel guilty about it?
I don't think guilt serves us any positive reaction. I think what you have to do is look ahead. The thing about Houston is, since its founding 171 years ago, it's really reinvented itself as often as Madonna. We're kind of the material metropolis.
Oh, yeah, that's the music. Well, that's the musical reference I think would be biggest in Houston.
Really?
I was thinking more, you know, Tanya Tucker or someone, but go ahead.
Well, and also I think that Houston can position itself, given its energy expertise, its large corporate trading capabilities, to be part of that future. And I think that's what we're all hoping will happen.
There is the second part of the quote, which is that people should pay attention to the data and realize that we all have a part to play in reducing our carbon footprint. She's talking about people, maybe about citizens.
Right.
But as I look at the stats, most of the pollution comes from petrol refining and chemical manufacturing, then motor vehicles, which, by the way, is different in L.A. In L.A., most of the pollution comes from the motor vehicles.
Right.
Power plants contribute 13%. Residential and commercial sources, which is most of the stuff we've been talking about, that's only 6.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get out of this number one ranking by changing a bunch of light bulbs. Do the people realize that?
Well, I think that's right. And I think that's the message of these statistics, that the voluntary approach, the self-regulatory approach, allowing industry to do its thing, can't really dig us out of this hole. And that's why I think whichever presidential candidate wins, of all three, are advocating some form of regulation on carbon emissions. So, you know, but it's a good thing for people to individually take responsibility and do what they can. But they have to realize that that's not going to do the job.
Right. And also perhaps defining personal responsibility is not just what you do with your own home, but, you know, who you vote for and what you rank in your just as far as your political agenda, which doesn't even have to mean choosing one party over the other. It could mean, you know, pushing candidates of both parties to be more green. Yeah. Now, I've been to Houston a couple of times, and I know it has a reputation, which is sort of like, don't regulate me, leave us alone, industry will solve the problem. But just there, as a writer for the Chronicle, do you do a lot of green coverage? Is there a lot of good response? Has environmentalism got more of a, or got less of a bad name in Houston over the last decade or so?
Well, the Chronicle has been in the forefront of investigating and writing about toxic air pollution in Houston. We have had strong environmental reportage. We continue to. I think we have really helped lead the effort to increase awareness of the dangers of toxic emissions from industrial plants. So I think there is a growing awareness here.
When you write those stories, do you get deluged with coverage saying, you know, you're just trying to be a nanny newspaper, or fewer people saying that sort of thing?
Well, I think a lot fewer people are saying that sort of thing, particularly when you go out to our east side neighborhoods and see the high levels of measure the high levels of carcinogens in the air from benzene and other toxics. Right now, I think industry is on the defensive. And there is a strong advocacy group here for cleaner air. If we can't get it from the city, we're going to have to go to the legislature and demand tougher standards.
All right. Tim Fleck, an editorial writer for the Houston Chronicle. Thanks very much, Tim.
Thank you, Michael.